Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bezer Shem, we're going to learn Simin Tav Zayin. This is page Ayin Resh Beis Amud Aleph. So, one Simin, three Se'ifim. It should be a pretty short shir tonight. So, it says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishi Yatzah Chutz L'Tchum Bereshus. If a person left the Tchum Bereshus, he had a right to go out. Kegon Chachama Haba Aliyali V'Chiyotze Bezeh. A woman who was a midwife who was going to help someone give birth or something like that. Yesh Lo Al Payim Amma. So, a person who leaves the Tchum with Bereshus has 2,000 Amma to call Ruach Bosom Makum Shiyagi. 2,000 amas in every direction from the place that they went. And if they got into a city in order to go deliver a baby or something, so then they're like the people of that city. They're allowed to go 2,000 amas outside of that city. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yotzei Bezeh, the Kol Shemot Latzis Bishvilo Kegon Shariyin Pikuach Nefesh Shukidikol Nebesiv Gimel V'Chein Yotzei Bishvil Edus L'Kiddush Hachodesh B'Nach Shukidur Al Biriya. That when we say Kayotzei Bezeh, it means anything you're allowed to leave for, like for Pikuach Nefesh, you're in Hatzalah, you're going to save a life, or you're going for Kiddush HaChodesh or something like that, L'kol Ruach, so you get 2,000 amas in every direction, V'im Hayu Muvlon, Alpayim Eilu, B'toch Tchuma, Sheyatzi Misham, Rashi Lachsul Beiso, V'yeshul Alpayim, Sviva, Saviv Beiso, and if you, your 2,000 amas that you have in that new place overlaps with the 2,000 amas of the Tchum that you started Shabbos with, then you can go right back into your original Tchum, both even after you did this mitzvah, the point is, this is one of those cases of mishum sofo, that we let a person go and do this because we're afraid that if we don't let a person go and do this, then he's not going to go out. We let a person return because if we don't give a person this leeway and this ability to have this new tchum Shabbos, he's not going to go out on the life saving mission to begin with, and we want to encourage people to save lives. We make it as if he started Shabbos in that city in Ben Hashmashos. The entire city becomes like his Dalet Amos. What is the Ramah referring to with that? He's referring to someone who goes out on Erev Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. And there's more elaboration on that in the Mishnah Berurah, back in Simen Resh Mem Ches. So again, we're connecting the very end of Hilchos Shabbos with the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos over here. Okay, Sif Beis. Hayotzi Bereshus Avu Holich Bederech Varm Lo Kvar Nasis HaMitzvah Sheyatzis Lasos. A guy goes out for a Pikuach Nefesh situation for a good reason, a Hatzalakol, and they tell him, by the way, the life was already saved, or the guy's dead already, whatever, well, you're not needed anymore. So Yesh Lo Mimkom Al Payim Amal Kol Ruach. He gets 2,000 Amos from wherever he is. V'im Hayim Mitzvah Tchum Sheyatzim Men And again, likewise, over here we say that if his new 2,000 amos overlaps with his old 2,000 amos, so he goes right back to having that initial Tchum Shabbos. That they tell him that, you know, the place where they tell him it, meaning he's on his way. He didn't quite get to the destination where the Pikuach Nefesh situation was happening, but he gets on the radio and they tell him, okay, you're not needed anymore. The guy's life is saved, he's already transported to the hospital, or the guy's dead and you know, you shouldn't bother coming. So wherever he is, right there, that's where he gets his 2,000 amos. Ukilu lo yatza, and if those 2,000 amos overlap with his original 2,000 amos, it's as if he never left. He gets 2,000 amos around his house like he initially had. Now, important over here is that if he does go back to his original Tchum Shabbos, he loses his new Tchum Shabbos. Meaning the fact that he gets 2,000 amos from wherever he is, that does not continue if he goes all the way back to his original city and he's in his original Tchum Shabbos. You don't get to have more than an Alpayim Amma of Tchum Shabbos. So you don't get to keep your new Tchum Shabbos as well as your old Tchum Shabbos. Siv Gimel, Kol Hayotzim L'Hatzil Nafshos Yisrael Miyad L'Chavim Min HaNor Min HaPoles. When a person is going to save Jewish lives, whether it be from non-Jews, from a raging river, from a collapsed building, they get 2,000 amos in every direction from the place where they saved lives. But if it's in a bad neighborhood and they're afraid of the goyim in the place where they saved the Jewish lives, they're allowed to go all the way back home, and they're even allowed to carry their weapons with them to go all the way back home. They don't have to be limited to the 2,000 amos of where they are right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yad Akutim Tekifah, Ratzalomer, Avshid Tzili Sol Pamzeh, Avliyad Avlikum Tekifah, Mfachtim Lishmas Pasada. Mishnah Berurah is dealing with, wait a second, why are you afraid? You just saved Jewish people from the attacking non-Jews. They should be afraid of you. You overpowered them. So the answer is, yeah, you overpowered them until they call some of their friends and the chevra is going to come and get back at you. You know, it's a, you know, you don't feel safe. So you're allowed to go back. Chosim b'shabbosim kum avshu yosir min alpayim. Even though it's more than 2,000 amos, ubeklei zaynim v'zem mutar av k'shiyad yisrael tekifa. The idea of going back with your Klei Zayin is even when the Jewish people are in power. Because if their makom was within 2,000 amos, they can go back with their Klei Zayin. If you leave your weapons behind, they'll fall into the wrong hands, and that itself is Pikuach Nefesh. By the way, this simon is part of the major discussion about Hatzalah guys coming back on Shabbos, right? That's one of the major machloks in between the Hatzalah in America. The Hatzalahs that follow Ramesha and the Hasidish Hatzalahs and Magin David Adom in Eretz Yisrael, where they have different psukim about returning on Shabbos. Ramesha had a big kula that he thought you're allowed to return on Shabbos because of this concept of Yitiru Tchilason Mishum Sofan, and he expanded it even to such a case. But to review quickly what we learned tonight, in Sif Aleph we said that if a person went for a life-saving mission or some sort of heter, he gets a new 2,000 amos from wherever he is, and if those 2,000 amos overlap with his original 2,000 amos, he goes back to his original Tchum Shabbos. In Siv Beis, we said that if he's on his way and he's told, stop where you are because you're not needed anymore, he gets 2,000 amos from that location, and if those 2,000 amos overlap with his original 2,000 amos, then he can go back to his original Tchum Shabbos. And we also said that that if he goes back to his original Tchum Shabbos, he does not get both Tchumei Shabbos. And then in Siv Gimel we said that any time you go to save Jewish lives, particularly you're saving Jewish lives from non-Jewish enemies and the like, so then we said that you get 2,000 amos, but not just 2,000 amos. If you're afraid of staying where you are, you can go all the way back and you can bring your Klei Zayin as well, because you have what to be afraid of. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simen Tavches. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.